men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But knowing that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, why would you give people power? And we know all men aren't angels, so why would you create something with a monopoly of violence over everybody? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, as always, Jeff Maddox. And those questions are something that people don't consider, but that's something that we all need to think about. I mean, really. Everybody says, you know, we all know that evil people exist, and that, you know, people are always going to try to steal, rob, murder, lie. And yet, it's because there are evil people that we need government to contain these evil people. But what we find, and you'll know this to be true, is that the evil people tend to be attracted to the power. In other words, evil people run for office. And they do their dirty deeds, and they lie, and they cheat, and they steal. Look at your Congress. All but a handful are liars, cheaters, stealers. They're the worst of the worst. You've heard me refer to it as a cacistocracy, ruled by the worst of the worst. And it's because humanity is not angels. They have that evil in them. And it is not that the individual has any right to steal or anything. It's that the evil people have given themselves a monopoly on power, on control, under the guise of protecting and serving the people, keeping them safe, keeping them secure, keeping them free from the evildoers. This is the problem. The hearts of men and women, and theys and thems. But it's interesting. It's interesting how, in my last video, talking to Tom Webb, he brought up the fact that if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But at the same time, if we know that evil people, everybody has evil in them, why would we create something that would attract evil to it, like power? It seems to me that it'd be a little bit more logical to limit power, to limit it to the individual. No one individual and no small group of individuals without a monopoly on power, without a monopoly on violence, could commit as many crimes as this organized thing we call government. You know, this right to steal and rename it taxation. People talk about, well, this is the price we pay to live in a civil society. I beg to differ. This is the price you are extorted to live in an evil empire, a mafiosa, masquerading as a benevolent society who just wants the best for you and me. The government loves you, don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe the fairy tale? Do you believe that this government is up by and for the people? Or is it up by and for the people with power? The people that are not angels, the evil people. Hello there, Flo Dog. You know, when people talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights being changed to restrain the government, reality, what they're talking about is the government, the change to control the evil people. But it hasn't worked, has it? Over the 250 years, the evil people have twisted and turned and manipulated words, spells, spellings, and broadcast them across the nation, declaring what is and what is not constitutional. Government has grown more tyrannical with each passing year, more expensive with each passing year. The government steals more and more and more from the slaves of Slavelandia. If men were angels, we would not need government. Again, I ask you, what have you got? You got evil people running your country, telling you what to do, stealing from you at every turn, and you claim to be free? You live on the plantation of Slavelandia, where men are not angels, but we're going to elect the right people. The right people. If we elect the right people, we'll have utopia, don't you know? Power corrupts. Absolutely, power corrupts. Absolutely. And yet, people call, you know, we got libertarians now. Libertarians say they want minimal government. Minimum. We got to have some kind of government, but it's just minimum. Get one to tell you what that means. Draw me a picture of what the hell that means. Because I can't for the life of me get one of them to answer to me what that means. And minimum taxation, they say. And I always say, well, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean you're only going to steal 5% or 10% or 15%? How much are you going to steal to pay for whatever you want to pay for in your idea of minimum government? Is it right to steal just for a minimum government? Do we all agree to pay this taxation, extortion fee to live in a civilized society? I don't think so. So is it stealing? Is taking something without somebody's permission, against their will, no matter what excuse you use or whatever, is that right? Who gives you the right? How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Well, they voted on it. All these people voted on it. Well, I don't know how many voted on the Constitution to begin with, at the Constitutional Convention, which was all done in secret to begin with. But let's say there's 50 of them boogers. And then let's say all these little state legislatures, by a majority, in other words, some people didn't vote for it, ratified this scribble on a piece of paper. These pretty words of safe and secure and limited government. Just suppose all that happened. How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Do you have a right to steal from somebody else and do something with it? Do you have a right to go to your neighbor and to get a bag of asphalt and fill in a pothole? No. Well, the county's the same way. Tom, Dick, and Harry's get up there and they vote to take your money, put it into asphalt on a dump truck with six people and four vehicles to go out there and fill a pothole. Is that right? How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself. And if men were angels, we would not need government. Well, we know men aren't angels that are going into government. So do we need government? That's another question. Are you free? Are you living a fairy tale? The best slave is when he thinks he's free. Something else to think about, don't you know? Crazy, crazy world we live in, dog. It's upside down, right side up. Black is white, and white is black. Until next time, boys and girls.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?